Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy's back, and she's got something great for us today.
Yes.
Tell us what.
We're going to have something. We are exposing Satan's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness.
He has to operate in the dark or he can't get
He has to operate anywhere. In the dark, and you and I can operate in the light.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Always remembering that He's the God of this world. He's in this double kingdom system, but we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
He doesn't have authority over us.
No, He has no authority over us. So I'm going to read you here from Kenneth E. Hagin, Double Kingdom in the book of Daniel. You know, we already looked how there's a double kingdom. We looked in Ezekiel 28. There was a prince of Tyre on the earth and king of Tyre in heaven. If you haven't watched us all for 2 weeks, you might want to go back and
recap. Well, what have you
recap.
Been doing
yeah, right,
if you haven't been watching?
So, in the book of Daniel, Brother Hagin writes, we find another example of the double kingdom. Daniel had been fasting and seeking God. An angel appeared to him and gave him a revelation from God. Daniel 10, 12 and 13. Then said he, the angel, unto me, fear not, Daniel. Every single time, folks, the Lord says, fear not. You better not be having any fear about these days.
That's right.
Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now, the prince of Persia. Persia today is Iran.
Interesting, huh? What a history.
Interesting. Brother Hagin writes, the prince of Persia was a wicked ruler in the heavenlies. He withstood even the angel of God in the heavenlies to prevent him from getting through to Daniel with what? God's message. Mm-hmm. Although the angel came with the answer, the very first day Daniel began to make supplication, the angel said, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. The angel was talking about a battle that took place out in the spirit world in the heavenlies. The angel was not referring to a man living upon the earth who opposed him, but to a wicked ruler in the heavenlies. On earth, there was a physical earthly kingdom of Persia with a human prince heading up that kingdom. But right above that kingdom in the heavenlies was a spiritual kingdom of darkness, also called the kingdom of Persia. The spiritual kingdom was ruled by a wicked spirit called the prince of Persia, and that evil spirit dominated the earthly government of Persia. So this scripture is referring to a spirit being in the heavenlies that ruled a region on earth, though men through men who yielded him. What is Persia? Iran. Present-day Iran.
Wow.
There have been a lot of earthly leaders who've left Iran. There have been shahs who died. There have been leaders who died way before Islam came there. There have been Ayatollah Khomeini who died. But this Persia, this prince in the heavenlies, he's still there. And he was against God's plan then, and he's against God's plan right now. And now he's working through Iran to try to destroy Israel. Israel, even with the bad nuclear deal that the United States was a part of, Iran is openly saying death to America and openly saying we want a world free of Zionism. We want to wipe Israel to the sea. This is very interesting now about this right here. Brother Hagin writes, why didn't this wicked spirit in the heavenlies want the angel to get through to Daniel with God's message? For the same reason evil spirits don't want God's message to get through to people today. Satan and his hosts don't want God's will to be known upon the earth. And that's why Satan blinds men's eyes from seeing the truth of the gospel, 2 Corinthians 4:4. In Daniel's case, Satan wanted to keep the angel of God from revealing God's plans and purposes to Daniel about the future. What future? Daniel went before the Lord for the future of his people. They were in the Babylonian captivity. He went before the Lord for the future of Jerusalem. He went before the Lord for the future of Israel. Gabriel came with the answer, and he gave him the future going right on down till the tribulation period and the coming again of the Lord. To the coming of the Messiah the first time, and then the coming of the Messiah the second time. The information that he had to do with dealt primarily with Israel and God's people. So, oh my, is Satan against God's will for Israel. So that same evil spirit that did not want that message getting through still doesn't want God's message getting through because it's against God and his plans. So they wicked spirits can dominate earthly kingdoms and governments. They're still doing it. But they also can influence individuals' lives on the earth. They can work through governments. They do. We see it. I think some of us could name the governments in the areas that they're ruling down through. But they'll try everywhere. That's why here, as we're beginning this year, this election year, we're really kicking off now. It's going to be one more year until we elect a new president. And you and I need someone that will yield to the Spirit of God.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And
yes,
not
yes.
These evil spirits that are going to try to rule down through them. We need a man or woman of God who can withstand this, and we need to pray. We need to use our authority. We need to sit up there at the right hand of the Father and pray every day for our leaders, just like God said in the book of Timothy.
Yes, amen.
Now, Brother Hagin writes, let's look specifically at one class of evil spirits Jesus talked to me about. Jesus came and talked to him face to face about the hierarchy of the demonic spirits. He said, let's look specifically at one class of evil spirits Jesus talked to me about, the rulers of the darkness of this world. They're spoken of in 6:12, Ephesians, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Jesus explained, the highest class of demons you will have to deal with upon the earth are the rulers of the darkness of this world. They are just exactly what the word says they are. They are rulers. They rule the darkness of this world, and they rule over those who are in the darkness. Jesus explained that rulers of darkness also try to rule over believers who are not walking in the light of their redemption, or who don't know or don't exercise their rights and privileges in Christ.
Believers who are in the dark.
Believers who walk in the dark. Even though they're citizens of the kingdom of light, they don't know it, they don't know how to do it. You simply cannot fellowship with darkness and have rule over the devil at your house. If you're going to fellowship with darkness, you know what that is. A part of it's like watching pornographic things, having to do with the things that are dark. And maybe it's not exactly pornography, but it's pretty close on the edge. You know, I don't see, Gloria, I watch sports. I like sports. It kind of relaxes me to watch sports. So I have recorded mine, TiVo, we used to call it. And then that way I zip through the commercials. I start about 30 minutes later so that I can zip through the commercials. But every once in a while, a commercial comes on. Maybe I'm watching something live, and it's like pornographic. And I'm thinking about my little grandchildren who watch sports. You can't have it two ways. You cannot have pornography in movies, in television ads, and then arrest the guy for pornography over here on his own home computer. It's a double system. So we have purported those kinds of things. Why? Satan's purported it. Satan's the one that's got all that out there. So you don't walk in that darkness. You use your recorder and zip past it. Bless the Lord. And walk in the light of touchdowns and basketball hoops. Bless the Lord.
Which is okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Especially if you're the
Billy's
Thunder.
Billy's a real sports
Oklahoma
fan,
City
I'm
Thunder, yeah.
You.
Here we go. Now, back to the spiritual. He was told about these rulers of darkness and how they will try to, that's one class of demons, the rulers of darkness on the earth. Jesus told me that according to his word, believers are to take authority over these first three classes of demons, principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness of this world. He said that if we on the earth will bind the operation of the first three classes of demons, according to his word, he will deal with the fourth class of demons, which is spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the angels are with their swords, that little Colton Burpo saw, you know, keeping them out from heaven, keeping them out from the tree of life. But we have three to deal with. And the Lord said to him that we should use Matthew 18:18. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in, the Greek says, the heavenlies. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavenlies. So those heavenlies up there, where they're operating, we can bind it and loose it. We can bind it and we can, we are to bind evil spirits in their operation against us in Jesus' name, based on the authority of God's word. Luke 10:19, Philippians 2:9-10, Isaiah 54:17, Revelation 12:11. That's what Matthew 18:18 means. As we stand in our authority in Christ and bind the operation of the first three classes of evil spirits in the realm of the earth, it stops their operation against us. Right. When we do that, then Jesus said he will deal with the highest class of demons, spiritual wickedness ruling in the high places.
Amen, amen.
Jesus explained to me that the rulers of the darkness of this world are the most intelligent type of evil spirits that believers have to deal with. Jesus explained it's always one of these rulers of darkness of this world that will possess a person. Also, the rulers of the darkness of this world rule over other spirits and tell them what to do. For example, they rule over powers and tell them what to do. The powers rule over the principalities and tell them what to do. The lowest type of demons have very little authority of their own and do very little thinking on their own. They are told what to do. I call them low-level devils. Jesus said to me that anyone who's walking in darkness can be dominated by rulers of darkness. If they're not in fellowship with God and walking in the light of the Word, evil spirits will even dominate believers if they allow them to, by consent, ignorance, or disobedience. That's the reason people, including believers, do certain things and don't know why they do them. I don't know what made me do that, they'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the, all the shootings and everything, they'll say, I don't know what made me do that. Jesus gave Brother Hagin in that vision, 1 John 5:19, to illustrate what he was talking about. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Wow.
Or lieth in darkness. It is all surrounded. So folks who do not have a covenant with God, they haven't been born again, are ruled and motivated more or less by those demons or evil spirits who are the rulers of the darkness of this world. We see it in governments. We see it in politics. We see it everywhere. But we also can see it in believers who will let the enemy do that.
Yeah.
The Bible tells to us that we are translated out of the kingdom of darkness.
Thank God.
Into the kingdom of God's dear Son, into
yes.
the kingdom of the light. Believers don't need to be dominated by evil spirits because we've been delivered. Hallelujah. We're in the light where Jesus is our Lord. He's the one who is to dominate us. He is the ruler over us. He is our head and not the rulers of darkness. There is a spirit world that's even more real than this physical world. Folks, if you could see all around about you, the air around us is permeated with demons. But praise the Lord, there's at least twice more angels. So it's probably good that our eyes are holding. There is a spirit world that is even more real than this physical world. People need to know that. When you talk about the spirit world, you have to realize God is spirit. And that the devil, demons, and evil spirits also exist in the spirit world, as do angels, both good and bad. But believers have authority over evil spirits. Unsaved do not. If God is not their God and Satan is the God of this world, then he tells them what to do. So, the New Testament is a revelation of God's great plan of redemption. Colossians 1:13 tells us that Jesus came to deliver us from the power and authority of devils.
God.
He's delivered us from the authority of darkness. The only place rulers of darkness aren't ruling is where the light has come. What light? The light of education? The light of science? No. The light of the gospel. The light of the good news. The Bible says that believers are, quote, the children of the light and not of darkness, because we have been born again into God's kingdom of light. That's why it's so important to walk in the light. Walking in the light of God's word assures us of protection against all Satan's evil hosts. Here we are in the last days. This is the last. It's time for us to wake up. Wake up.
Amen.
Wake up and walk in the light of life.
Now, this word, this sentence right here in Brother Hagin's book is a real eye-opener.
Which one's that, Glow?
It says, Satan is the head of those who are unsaved. So that's saying that Satan is the head of those who have not been born again have not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
So when we get through today, we're going to tell you how to receive Jesus
Change
as your
kingdoms.
Lord and Savior. How to come out of the darkness, get into the light where the victory is.
Absolutely.
Glory to God.
And then walk in the light.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He is in the
Bless
light.
The Lord.
We can do that.
John 8:12 says, Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Glory to God. You can remember when you walked in darkness, can't you?
I can.
I
was born again as a very little girl, but I walked in a certain degree of darkness until I was baptized the Holy Spirit and came under Brother Hagin.
Yeah, and began to hear the Word.
And began to hear the Word. Because why? The
You'll know the truth, and the truth
And the truth
you
will
free.
Make you free. And the Bible says that the entrance of His Word gives light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh yes, my goodness.
So I did not know how to walk in that word. I read the Bible. I had the Sunday school lessons. But I did not know how to take Ephesians and sit at the right hand of the Father and rule down over the kingdom of darkness.
You didn't know how to act on it.
I didn't. I never ever heard resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
No.
I don't remember ever hearing that.
Because it wasn't preached.
It wasn't preached, but I read it because we read through the Bible all the time in our daily Bible readings, and I read the daily Bible readings, but it didn't register on me.
Yeah.
It has to register on you. If I resist the devil, he's got to flee. People would say to Brother Hagin, I tried that, it didn't work. He said, if the devil didn't flee, you didn't resist him.
That's right. That's
because the Bible is true. And he has to flee. There is nothing in the Bible that he ever overcomes us. We are the overcomers.
That's right.
Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. That would be spiritual darkness.
We woke up too, didn't we?
Yes. And Christ shall give thee light.
Praise God.
Wake up to the anointed one. And he will give you light. Romans 12:12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us put off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. That's what you've got to do in these days. If you're going to walk in the darkness and you're going to tamper around and mess around with all that stuff that's in the realm of darkness, you're not going to have an armor on. You might go to heaven if you're born again, if you drop dead right now, or if Satan killed you with something. But if you put on the light of God's Word, you got an armor.
Armor of light.
But don't you want running around the works of darkness. Don't be dabbling around in drugs just a little bit.
This says the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us, it's late, in other words.
Yeah, it's
Let
late.
Let us, therefore, cast off. Who's going to cast off the works of darkness? We're supposed
to. Going
to
have to be us.
That's right. And let us put on the armor of light. So it's our job to cast off darkness.
It's our job.
And to put on light.
And to put on light. Brother Hagin tells a story which is very enlightening. I told it in a meeting not long ago, and my little new granddaughter-in-law said it really made it real for her. Jesus came and appeared to Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin has talked with Jesus face to face in many visions, 8 at least I know of.
My.
And once Jesus came and he was talking to Brother Hagin and he was giving him great truths, and a little old imp devil, low-level thing, down here, cast up a smoke screen. And Brother Hagin could not hear Jesus. He said, "Doesn't Jesus know that I can't hear him? Why doesn't he do something about that devil?" And finally, it just went on, and Jesus was on the other side, and Brother Hagin knew it was good, and he wanted to hear it. And finally, Brother Hagin just said, "Get out of here!" And that thing left, and the smoke screen left. And Jesus said to Brother Hagin,
I remember what he said.
"If you had not done that, I couldn't have."
In other words, it's our job.
Yes. And Brother Hagin said, you surely mean, Lord, you wouldn't have. No, I couldn't have. I had all authority given to me, and I gave the authority on the earth to you. And Jesus said, "I've done all I'm going to ever do about the devil. You've been given the authority, and you can do with
it." That's what it says, "In my name, cast out the devil."
Chip and I were talking about it, and Chip said, "Mom, people think that they got some authority over the devil, and the Lord has some authority over the devil. And somehow if they fail, well, then the Lord will take the authority of the devil." No, it's not the truth. He has ultimate authority, but in that ultimate authority and ultimate sovereignty, he said, "You cast out devils in my name."
That's what he said.
"All authority is given me on heaven and earth.
You go,
therefore." You're exactly right, Gloria. If we don't cast off the works of darkness, and we don't put on the armor of light, and we don't take into us the light of God's word, then you running around here in the last days, you could be prey to all these little imps.
That's right.
And higher orders as well.
Dangerous.
Doesn't mean you're not born again. But you're supposed to be the king. You don't get down off your throne and let them run roughshod over you and roughshod over your children and shoot up your school.
That's right. Glory to God.
Agonda preaching.
That's the way it is. Billy and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.